and welcome to HCM Cloud Talk Radio, where you'll get the latest in HCM Cloud best practices and information which are important for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howe, Director, HCM Cloud Development, and a member of the Center of Excellence team here at Oracle. Our guest today is Dave O'Mara, Oracle Product Strategy Director for HCM Cloud Compensation and Benefits. Dave joined Oracle's global IT HR team in 1998, where he had responsibility for developing and managing in-house applications such as global employee database, recruiting, compensation, and employee self-service, as well as payroll and benefits for the UK. In 2005, Dave moved to Oracle HCM Consulting, implementing compensation. He joined Product Strategy in 2007 for HCM Core Architecture, then moved to Cloud Benefits, and later adding Cloud Compensation. Dave has an MBA from Exeter University, UK, a BA in Psychology from Portsmouth, UK, and a diploma in the field of Archaeology from the University of London. He also has a US patent on benefits and a number pending. Dave, thank you for taking time to join us here in the studio for HCM Cloud Talk Radio. It's a pleasure to have you here on the show.
Thank you, Frank. It's a pleasure to be here.
On our show today, Dave and I will discuss using partners to integrate with HCM benefits providers. So Dave, we're talking today about customers using Oracle partners to get their benefits data to third-party vendors. But before we jump into that topic, can you first talk a little bit about the benefits module and what it does?
Yeah, sure, Frank. The benefits module is actually included in the base cloud subscription, along with Core HR, Absence, and the other ones. A customer can only use the benefits module if they use Core HR, so it's like a prerequisite. You can't run benefits standalone. So the benefits module itself is highly configurable, one of its advantages. And a customer can configure in any number of programs, plan types, plans and options. They can put eligibility criteria on any of those levels, so the employee can only choose what they're eligible to choose. And we sit on top of Core HR, as I said, and the customers can create life events that get fired when certain events happen in there, like reporting a marriage or the birth of a child.
Is there a particularly busy time for benefits during the year?
Yes, there is actually. Generally, most customers have their employees making their benefit choices once a year, normally around November, for a January to December period. Some customers have different periods, that's fine. And throughout the year, there's also employees reporting events that may affect their benefits. They need to go in and add, like, baby Clara to their medical plan as beneficiary for their life insurance, etc. There are new starters and leavers.
So how does an organization handle and process all that activity?
Well, all the benefits offered to employees are usually provided by third parties, for example, the Aetna, Standard Life, etc. And then we refer to these as the third-party providers or the third-party vendors. Each customer has negotiated a package for their employees normally, with a few, lots of choices maybe to choose from. And in the US, this will be mainly for medical, dental, vision, life insurance, etc.
And what about outside the US?
Outside the US, they may well include all the ones I just mentioned, but in the US, in the UK, for example, is usually private medical cover, top-up insurance, dental, life insurance, similar things. We don't actually have a pension management tool, but we can record the percentages or the amounts that the employee wants to pay in if they have a choice in that area. And some plans are open all year round, employees to make choices, and these benefits generally take place, or the effect of that takes place at the beginning of the next month. So we have all this enrollment data, and this includes what the employee's chosen for all their options and also what they're choosing for their dependents that needs to be passed to these third-party vendors.
Is that data all passed in the same format?
Actually, most providers want this information in their own format that they define so they can consume and process it. Some require all the data to be sent periodically. Some want a full file followed by changes only. Some customers said, how come we can't just use the 834 standard to send all the files across? The problem is this standard is just a set of guidelines that every vendor is used differently. The often told joke is there's a different standard really for every vendor. So the last time I looked, there's about 500 different types of vendor formats that we have to that the customers are expected to send in.
Okay, great. Okay, shifting gears a little bit. Can you talk a bit about the benefits extract capability and in what release was this capability added?
Yeah, sure. The benefits extract is included in the benefits product, and it's been there since the V1, actually. It's pre-built. Any customer can use it. It needs a small bit of configuration. Basically, the customer needs to tell the extract what plans it needs to pull into each particular extract.
Can you go into more detail about the extracts? Is there one extract for all the plans? Or
Normally, it's configured to have all the plans for one particular vendor in one extract. So let's say you have five different vendors or five different providers and 16 different plans that you're offering. Then you need to have five extracts, one per provider. So when you run the extract, you can tell it to extract everything or just the changes since the last run. The first time you run it, you'll obviously have to do a full extract so the provider knows what they're going to get.
Okay, now you were talking about the format of the data being passed. How about security? How is security of the data handled?
Yeah, so as part of the benefits extract configuration, they need to put in the details of where they want the file to be sent to. We actually predated the HCM extract functionality, so we use secure FTP directly to get the file to the partners. So it gets popped into a password-protected write-only directory on their servers, and using secure FTP directly requires the port to be owned by CloudOps for the customer, which is what they'd rather not have to do. So going forward, we're going to be using a different method, which is secure FTP by proxy, which will achieve the same thing but won't need CloudOps to do anything. So it'll make it easier to get going, that we know actual extra configuration to be done.
Does this mean that the data that's being transmitted would be encrypted?
It, sort of. It's that the file itself is not actually encrypted, but the method of transfer is. So the actual way we're getting it across is like a pipe, a tunnel, so it's actually being secured using secure FTP. We are planning to add to that using PGP, or pretty good privacy encryption, as part of the process in creating the files.
Okay, can you talk a little bit about how PGP, I think you said, worked, and can you give our listeners more details about that?
Yeah, sure, Frank. It's where the sender and the recipient both use the PGP software, which is open source, to create two sets of keys each, actually a public one and a private one, each using their own secret passphrase. And then these public keys are sent to each other. When Oracle runs the extract, we'll use our private key and the partner's public key to encrypt the file as it's being produced. So once it's encrypted, even we at Oracle can't decrypt it. So where it's stored after that is then immaterial in a way. So the only people who can decrypt it are the people we intended to see it or get it sent to, which is the partner using, they'll have to use our public key and their private key.
Okay, so what happens if a customer doesn't want to use the benefits extract and a partner? What do you recommend they do?
Actually, all customers have a choice of what they want to do. Some do the extracts themselves and format it themselves and do a bit of work on that, and they can use the HCM extract for that. So the benefits database items are available in the HCM extract for them to do that. And also has HCM extract also has things like FTP, PGP included in that anyway. So that's one way of doing it securely for them. There's also other tools they can use as well. So they'd have to do all the work in getting the correct formats, get the files to the vendors themselves, and then keep them up to date.
Okay. Do you have any recommendations for customers who decide to work with a partner?
Yeah, so if a customer decides they want to use the services of one of the partners, we've got two actually, SS&C and Known to You, and then they have to get a separate contract with them. The prices are pretty low actually, I think, and generally based on the combination of transactions going through, so and the number of providers being sent to. It's pretty open pricing, I think. There's no upfront fee for setup, so if a particular vendor format is not already there in their library, they'll add that for no extra fee, but I think it takes a little bit longer to get that going, a matter of a couple of weeks, I think. So if it's a brand new format, it'll be slightly longer time to answer, right? So generally, all the timescales are pretty quick compared with having to create and test your own files. Another advantage, I think, is that if the vendor changes the format, then the partner does all that transformation changes themselves. And also, if a customer decides to move their medical provider from A to B, then again, this is all done by them at no extra cost. So it frees the business to make business decisions, really, not be held back by the IT side of it. In this use case, the customer been using the pre-built benefits extract we provide and passing that to the partners. And the extract basically consists of enrollment data in the HR XML standard format.
Okay, you mentioned the partners being SSC and Known to You. Can you talk a little bit about these partners, and can you talk a little bit about if they offer the same or similar services?
Sure, Frank. Basically, both partners basically offer the same service in that they take our predefined file, transform it and deliver it onto the required vendors. There are some differences in their approaches, and I think their prices probably reflect that. SS&C were our original partners, and they require the implementer to do a bit of mapping on our side. For example, male equals 01 or female is 02, depending on where it's going to. So there's a bit of extra work there by the implementer. known to you come along a bit later, but they take the file as it is out of the box, really, and then provide a dashboard for monitoring and interacting with the files after transformation. So a bit of extra service, I think. Known to you also take other formats, so you can send them Excel or anything, really, not just the benefits extract, so they're a bit more flexible. Both partners are continuing to add new features, so I think customers just evaluate both partners, reach out to them, they're very friendly guys, and the information I think is available, and just find the one that suits them the best. So I hope this has helped explain how we use the partners anyway for getting the enrollment data to the vendors.
Okay, great. Thanks, Dave. And I want to thank you for providing a very interesting overview for our listeners about the benefits module and how Oracle customers can use partners to integrate with HCM benefits providers. I hope you can join us again in the future and we can talk more about benefits and what will be coming in future releases.
Sure.
Do you think that would work for you?
Sure. If anybody wants to get any extra information about the partners, they can just look me up and send me an email.
Excellent. Thank you. And you're always welcome here on HCM Cloud Talk Radio, and it'd be a pleasure to have you back. So.
Great. I look forward to it, Frank.
Thank you. And if you'd like to learn more about using partners to integrate with HCM benefits providers, please visit the following. The Cloud Customer Connect session, recorded on February 26, 2019, titled HCM Employee Benefit and Cobra File Integrations Made Easy with Known to You. And you can get there by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2Q(Z)Q(B)0e. And the recording provides information on how the Oracle Known to You partnership can provide you with a seamless data exchange solution for your employee benefit and Cobra data integrations. And you can reach the Known to You contacts to obtain more information by going to the shortened URL bit.ly/2Q(Z)Q(B)0e)7wm. And also, please check out the SS&C Cloud Customer Connect session recorded on January 22, 2019, titled HCM Transmitting Benefits Data to Insurance Carriers from HCM Cloud with Benefix by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2Q(E)hW6w. In this recording, SS&C discusses the pros and cons of the three main ways to seamlessly and accurately transmit benefits data to insurance carriers from HCM Cloud. And you can reach the SS&C contacts to obtain more information by going to the shortened URL, bit.ly/2Q(E)N(G)B(O)A. So please check out both these partners and their offerings today. We appreciate any comments, questions, ideas, or suggestions you would like to share with us. So please be sure to drop us a note at hcm-cloud-talk-radio_ww@oracle.com if you have any questions about our show today or have a topic for a future show in mind. It'd be great hearing from you. And I'd like to thank our listeners for joining us today to hear about how to use partners to integrate with HCM benefits providers. We hope you enjoyed the show and found it informative and helpful for your Oracle HCM Cloud service. I'm Frank Howell, and you've been listening to HCM Cloud Talk Radio. Please join us again soon on another HCM Cloud Talk Radio show. Until then, take care.